بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، لا أمة بعد أمته، لا كتاب بعد كتابه، لا شريعة بعد شريعته، أما بعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutation upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue with our session of At-Tathkira, wherein we have been discussing certain reflections related to Salatul Taraweeh, and in particular the verses that we recite in Salatul Taraweeh. Over the past few nights, we discussed the matter related to Ta'awuz and A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We also covered the reasons of why we start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And last night we discussed the communication that a servant and a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in commune with Allah azza wa jal in the matter of Surah Al-Fatiha. Moving on very quickly, and to bring us up to speed with the verses that we will be reciting this evening, from among the most pertinent verses in the sixth juz of the Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about mutual cooperation. You and I in our lives, in our day-to-day dealings, the structure of our lives are such that we will need to cooperate with each other, and there will have to be mutual cooperation on many matters. No person can live their life in isolation, but we will engage with each other, and we will engage meaningfully with each other. Yet, Quran places a very unique principle, because very often we become confused as to which causes we support, who do we support, why do we support them. And Quran lays a principle that yes, you need to cooperate because life revolves around this, but what are the principles? And Quran makes mention of this succinctly in the following ayah, in verse number 2 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, that وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you should mutually cooperate with each other, you should support each other, in which matters? عَلَى الْبِرِّ, in matters of good, in matters of virtue. So, on the contrary, any matter which is not a matter of virtue, which is not considered virtuous in the eyes of Sharia, their Sharia, the principle of Quran, does not support the idea that we support such causes. So number one, you should cooperate, but in matters of virtue. But that's not enough, because many a time there will be many who are doing something which has a virtuous and noble outcome. But Sharia lays a principle, and that principle is, it's not only about the outcome, but it's also the means to the outcome. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you mutually cooperate with each other in a virtuous outcome, but ensure that the route to this, the pathway to this, is something that is fearful and something that has the taqwa, the fear of Allah, in simple terms, that is in line with Sharia. So cooperate with each other in a noble outcome, but ensure that this is done in a way that does not contravene the laws of Sharia and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Quran, in the very next verse, in the third ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah makes mention of the following verse, a verse that was revealed in the ninth year of Hijri, some 81 or 82 days before the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. In the 10th year of Hijri, some 80 odd days before the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, on a Friday afternoon, this last verse was revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Very famously said to be the last verse which was revealed. However, what is implied by this is the last verse of injunctions to be revealed. There was one ayah that was revealed after this, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, but this did not contain any injunctions. This ayah was the last verse that contained any injunction, instruction from Allah. And Allah announced this to you and I, the perfection of the religion. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. That today I have completed your religion for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. I have completed and I have given as a bounty upon you. My bounty upon you is complete. Wa raditu lakumul islam deena. And I am pleased as Islam for you as a religion. This ayah lays an important principle that Islam as it is complete. There is no need for any reform in the religion. The religion as it is, as per the injunctions of the Quran, it is complete. There is no need for reinterpretation. There is no need for a reform. The call of the modern mind of the current times is that Islam is in need of reform. It needs to review the way that it approaches women's rights, the way that it approaches many a matter. Yet Allah in this ayah lays the principle that Islam is complete. And one final point, the unique thing of this ayah, that where Allah reveals and mentions the perfection of religion, the final injunction that was revealed, the final injunction was revealed about eating the purity of meat and flesh that ensured that you are eating halal. The last verse, although Allah mentions about it as a bounty, as a ni'mah, the religion, but yet there's a hint, not even a hint, but it is explicit in the mention that what is forbidden upon you, what can you not consume, and to ensure that you consume halal. May Allah give us the ability to understand that the matter of halal, how important it is that it coincides the last verse of the Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq in understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In state and our sufuf, inshaAllah.